Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this historic day. The world changed 2 years ago today as Hamas terrorists brutally invaded Israel and slaughtered about 1,200 Jewish people who were celebrating the end of their Sukkot festival and then dragged about 251 living hostages back into the Gaza Strip. News headlines of the past 2 years have been filled with the atrocities which have followed that terrible, tragic day. Why continues to be the unanswered question, as it often is when such brutality spills out onto the world stage, striking each of our hearts. One of the major answers to the why of October 7 is the hatred for Israel, which drives Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran and others to such continual, brutal, inhumane violence. Hamas and others want nothing less than the total extermination of every Jewish person in the world, and the return of every square inch of the land of Israel into the hands of Arabs and preferably Muslim people. Once again, our grand narrative journey through the Bible brings us coincidentally to Joshua chapters 15, 16, and 17 today, which are right in the middle of the allotment of this land to the tribes of Israel. I hope by now you have discovered the dynamic, era-accurate visuals which have been helping Walking with Jesus come alive as you click open the main picture at the top of each day's edition. It's spectacular, isn't it? In Joshua 13, we witnessed Joshua assign specific land areas to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. It's very important for us to remember that those tribes had requested exemption from God's large plan of a united nation of Israel living together in God's land. Those tribes requested of Moses to remain in the fertile Jordan Valley on the east side of the Jordan River. As happened to their ancestors in Egypt, the appeal of an easier life in the well-watered Jordan River Valley enslaved them to living separated from the rest of Israel. Yesterday, we watched as Caleb received his inheritance, the very significant city of Hebron and the surrounding area, Joshua 14. Today, as you read Joshua 15, you'll find a detailed description of the very large land area assigned by Joshua to the largest tribe, the tribe of Judah. Originally, the Judah land allotment was most of southern Israel, from Jerusalem all the way south to the desert, and from the Mediterranean Sea all the way across to the Dead Sea. But the Philistines refused to be removed and held tightly to the coastal region and their five major cities, Gaza, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Ekron, and Gat. Later, the small tribe of Simeon was given land within the original Judah land, according to Joshua 19, as the picture below in my notes shows you. Joshua 16 and 17 are interesting as Ephraim and the other half-tribe of Manasseh received their land allotment. But you'll remember, neither Ephraim nor Manasseh were among the 12 sons of Jacob. So why should they be patriarchs of a tribe of Israel, and why should they receive an allotment of land? Ephraim and Manasseh were actually grandsons of Jacob, born to Joseph while Joseph was in Egypt, according to Genesis chapter 41. But when Jacob came to Egypt to escape the famine, and was reunited with his son Joseph, Jacob adopted these two grandsons as his legal heirs for this inheritance purpose, according to Genesis 48. The tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh are equal in legitimacy to any other tribe of Israel. By the time we come to the end of Joshua 17, a total of five tribes have received their land inheritance, with yet seven more tribes remaining. Joshua 18 and 19 give us the record of Joshua's process of allotting to those seven tribes their land. But as you read through all these chapters, do you find there is a tribe missing, my friends? Is this an oversight by Joshua? Could it be Joshua had forgotten about the family tribe of Moses and Aaron? Theirs is the tribe of Levi. And oh no, Joshua has not forgotten about Levi, for they are a very special tribe. By God's design, the Levites were not to be segregated, living in one specific section of Israel as their homeland. Rather, God scattered them. God distributed them throughout the entire land, for the Levites were intended to be the spiritual leaders of all the people, living among them everywhere, including east of the Jordan. Numbers 35, verse 1 to 5, and Joshua 21 give us the wonderful unfolding of God's genius plan to spread these spiritually focused families all across the land and nation of Israel. Now, friends, let's make this very practical for you and me today with these powerful scriptures which apply to each and all of the tribes of Israel, but especially the Levites. Isaiah 61, verse 3 describes how God wants His Spirit-filled people to live scattered by His design. Do you live where you live because God placed you there? And God's people should display God's splendor wherever we live. God said it this way through Isaiah His prophet. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. So how are you and I displaying the splendor of God, my friends, wherever we live around the world? God also spoke through His prophet Jeremiah with these words, describing how His people should live as a blessing to others wherever they live. Blessed is the person who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Jeremiah 17. Is that a beautiful, beautiful description of you and me, my friends, as we live being a blessing to everyone around us?